Well, hold on. Here, you know what? I'm going to make the top five at five work for this story. Watch this. Hold on.
It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
And right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200. We're listening out for a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. How about that? Pretty good.
Great prize.
And this is how up to date. By the way, if you want to watch this, WGNRadio.com, we've got the live video up. This is what's happening here is, well, weird. There's a guy climbing the side of Trump Tower, and he himself makes
number five.
Why, that was. Up to date top five.
Here is a YouTube video this guy posted yesterday explaining what he's doing right now, climbing the side of Trump Tower in New York City.
Hello, Mr. Trump. Do excuse my manner of appearance. I just don't know how many people will watch this, and I'd rather not be recognizable. I'm an independent researcher seeking a private audience with you to discuss an important matter. I guarantee that it is in your interest to honor this request. Believe me, if my purpose was not significant, I would not risk my life pursuing it. The reason I climbed your tower was to get your attention. If I had sought this via conventional means, I would be much less likely to have success because you are a busy man with many responsibilities. I'll get my contact information to your campaign so that if you are interested, you can respond. As for anyone else who's watching, please help make this video go viral so that it gets to Mr. Trump, and be sure to get out and vote for Mr. Trump in the 2016 election.
Oh, I like this guy. Now I like
creepy guy
the new character
guy.
For Roe immediately.
And he looks,
the Trump Tower twit guy.
In the video, he's got a hoodie on, a black hoodie, and he's facing to the side with his hair kind of covering his face like a vampire movie.
Also, Mr. Bond, understand I am serious about blowing up the world.
Is he petting like a furry white cat on his lap as he gives this speech?
He's just standing there looking
freaky. He's a lost kid.
Very creepy.
I like how he'll get Trump his contact information. He doesn't want to give it to him, publicly.
I'm sure a lot of his information will be looked into pretty soon here. My God.
I just want to say that I had this idea originally, and now I got to say I'm a little disappointed that... this guy got to it first. I also would like a private audience with Donald Trump because I have an issue of national security you should be aware of concerning an upcoming alien invasion.
Creepy guy might try to do a copycat.
I want to see a DNA test with the two of you. That's what I want to see. I believe 22 years ago, Creepy Guy could have been in New York. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's all fun and games to you, Richard Rupper. That's my son.
My boy.
Well, if it is that guy, that's pretty deeply disturbing.
Second here. Let's check in at
number four.
Rudy Giuliani defended Donald Trump. Did you see this morning?
I did.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh.
Talk about a guy who has to really try hard sometimes to justify comments. Mm.
Trump put his surrogates in the worst possible situation yesterday because he was just being cute, right? And now they all have to come out and act like it's real serious.
What he said is that they should vote against her. He never used any...
He was talking about after the election.
He was talking about the election in general. He wasn't talking just about after the election. You know how speeches go. He was talking about how they have the power to keep her out of office. That's what he was talking about.
That's what they're going with.
After this is all said and done, he's going to want... They're all going to want to take Trump out and hit him. They're going to do that thing that they did to Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, where they're going to hold him down to his bunk and they're going to hit him with soap and a towel.
Yeah. You wonder what was said to Trump that today he had such a somber tone during that news conference. He wasn't his normal Trumpian self today. He was much more calm.
Maybe he knew about this.
Maybe he knew this plot was in order.
Because he's like Edward Norton in Fight Club. He keeps punching himself in the face.
Yeah. I don't understand. Well, here's Mark Giuliani.
Doesn't Donald Trump have to get more careful with his words if you were going to get that message out?
No, you have to stop misinterpreting. And you have to stop putting words in his mouth that he didn't say, didn't mean. I drove from that venue to the plane, got on the plane. I was with him all throughout. He had no idea that anybody would interpret his words that way. That is not the way he meant it. It was a big surprise. My first reaction when I heard the call was, well, this will go away in a minute. I mean, such a stupid thing to suggest that he would say something like that. And it was so obvious to all of us what he meant.
No, it wasn't. It was obvious to everybody, including one of his own supporters, who was like, oh, wow. Ooh, yeah. Did he just say that?
He reacted pretty strongly.
Oh, come on. Rudy, be honest. Yeah. All they had to do is just be honest. This is the problem. If the Trump campaign were just once said, you know what, it was a misspeak. I was too vague about it. I should have been more specific. I wasn't talking about an active assassination. I was talking about, although I probably wouldn't even say it was assassination, I wasn't talking about any violence. I was talking about the power of the people who support the Second Amendment. That's all I was talking about.
Well, he did say that, except the I'm sorry part. Did say we were talking about the political power
right,
of this.
But he should have said, I'm sorry that I should have been more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it was, no, everybody understands that. No, yeah. Nobody understands that. The Second Amendment people are like, whoa. But they all have to rally because he's their guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Climber guy is reaching the corner, so he's going to either look around and see the window washers.
Yeah, he saw the cops around the corner. He actually paused at one point, I kid you not, and took his leg out of the little harness to scratch an itch on his left calf. He had an itch. Had to take care of that. So
at one point, he took the hat out of his backpack, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty agile.
I think he's getting sweaty in that because he's wearing that harness that goes around your frontal region and your butt and all that.
Mm. Oh, boy.
He's getting sweaty there.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Steamy in New York in August.
Yeah.
Know?
Are the cargo pants breezy?
Yeah, I don't think that. No, he's wearing cargo pants, which really affects Violetta's judgment
Violetta
of him.
Violetta thinks they should have the police and the fashion police there to arrest him.
This guy's no longer a good catch.
They're in New York, you know?
Unless you're that airbag at the bottom of the Trump Tower. All right, stand by. Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. We'll bring you the end of this when it occurs. All right, we continue on with the top 5 of 5, checking in at
number 3.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to want to get ready for this.
Oh, uh-oh.
A mother and son whose forbidden love could land them a lengthy jail sentence have declared themselves inseparable.
At first, I told Carlos that I'm sorry. I don't know how you react to this. I'm your mom, and you're my son, and I am falling in love with him. He said, are you really? I said, yes, I am. He said, you know what? I was scared to let you know, too. I am, too. He was, too, falling in love with me, with his mom, and I was falling in love with my son.
Oh, my gosh. You're supposed to be in love, but not that kind of love.
What?
I mean, that's what they're talking about, right? They're
that Norman! Kind of like...
Yeah.
This is a 36-year-old mom and her son, who's 19. Do the math. They're facing up to 18 months in prison if found guilty of this in New Mexico.
Then we end up talking, and we took off to the park.
Oh, no.
And we end up... asked him, will you ever date your mom? And he said, will you date your son? I said, honest truth, yes, I would. Because 19 years, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I really want to be with you the rest of my life. And I really want to be with them. It's kind of hard right now, but I don't care what people say because we're going through a lot right now.
This is like the most twisted version of The Bachelorette ever.
What do you do with that?
Then we went to the park. Shut up.
They have reached out on social media, asking for people who wish to have them have this legalized because it's their love, and they figure if everybody else who loves each other can have their life, they want to have their life.
I was wondering why they would give interviews and attract attention to themselves, but yeah, they're saying they're trying to raise awareness about GSA, genetic sexual attraction relationships.
Oh my God,
that's what's happening.
Oh my God,
well, she's a looker. I'll tell you that.
Is this part of the trailer park games? Pastimes?
Hillbilly pastimes? We did that yesterday.
Olympic sport or hillbilly pastime.
Yeah. Genetic, what did you call
genetic
that?
Genetic sexual Sexual. What is it? GSA attraction. Genetic sexual attraction relationships. Trying to raise awareness about those types of relationships and how they should be legal and celebrated in the world.
So you're like, you're kind of flipping through all those Kickstarter and GoFundMe pages. Hey, honey, let's say there's this one new version of a keg that really keeps the beer super cold. And this guy over here has got a breakthrough in MS research. But hey, chicken, look at this one. Mom and son want to be together. Who should we donate to?
I just want to say.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to say I knew this was going to happen if liberals got elected.
Thank you, creepy uncle.
Uh-huh. Thanks, creepy uncle.
Checking in at
number two.
Ed Sheeran is being accused of copyright infringement over his Grammy-winning Thinking Out Loud. The heirs of songwriter Ed Townsend have sued Sheeran in New York federal court for copyright infringement for the 1973 hit Let's Get It On. Townsend and Marvin Gaye co-wrote that song. The defendants copied the heart of Let's Get It On, repeated it continuously throughout the Ed Sheeran song, according to the lawsuit. They're alleging, Your Honor, there are melodic, harmonic, and rhythmic compositions that are substantially and or strikingly similar.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me.
All right, there's
great
Ed Sheeran.
Song. I just love that song.
It's close. I never noticed this.
Oh, no. I thought when I heard the Ed Sheeran song for the first time that he was doing a tribute to Let's Get It On with new
you
lyrics.
Did?
I swear. Absolutely.
You heard it right away.
It's stone cold on it.
Oh, wow.
The bass line and the drum is note for note.
Yeah.
The chord progression is there.
Can we
make this out to half to the gay family and half to the other family?
Right. Rokon court guilty.
Yes, we right.
Oh, come on.
No, there's no need for trial here, Your Honor. We'll just take our settlement and move on.
Mm-hmm. I thought the song was called I'm Thinking Out Loud, Let's Get It On.
That would have been
number one.
Drake. You used to call me on my cell phone. Day night when you need. Drake's father, Dennis Graham, is out to prove that the apple doesn't fall from the tree. The 60-something is launching his own musical career and giving fans a taste of a snippet of his new single, Kinda Crazy.
It's kinda crazy, but I feel you underneath my skin.
All right.
Oh, I think Drake's going to sue him because it sounds like his song. It's over from 7 years ago.
Oh, God.
Hey, wait a minute, Pops.
This is you know what he just did right there? That was basically, that's like that Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael Lohan, is basically what he did. I'm going to steal my son's career now.
That'd be hard to do.
All right. That's it. Done.
Done.
That wraps it up.
The top five at five.